I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Cyber Intel, sponsored by WhoIsXML API, a global cyber threat intelligence provider delivering some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS data since 2010. You can find out more about WhoIsXML API at WhoIsXMLAPI.com. Joining us today is Jonathan Zhang, CEO at WhoIsXML API. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Hillary. Thank you for bringing me on again.
Of course. So, Jonathan, you actively monitor typo squatting domain registrations in your line of work. Can you tell us some more about this? What are the possible motivations for registering typo squatting domains?
Sure, Hillary. I'm happy to. So let's start with what can make typo squatting domains powerful cybercrime weapons. The fact that they took the same or very similar to legitimate domains is what makes them dangerous. It's easy to overlook a typo or an added character in a domain name or email address. And many lookalike domains do not even actually contain a typo. Registrants can use the exact name of a brand, but a different top-level domain extension. Then you have internationalized typo squatting domains. These take advantage of nearly identical characters in different alphabets. Examples of these characters include accents or other marks that do not exist in the English language. This makes variation in internationalized typo squatting domains almost invisible to the eye. So you can imagine how they are even harder to detect in attacks and scams. So speaking of motivations, financial gain seems to be at the top of the list. We identified several cases where typo squatting domains were linked to legal disputes and monetary payouts. And these cases include settlement initiatives with big brands like Yahoo, Wish, and Bank of America. Here, a possible phishing angle would be to use the copycat domains to steal the data of claimants. And victims could receive a phishing email from attackers using a spoofed email address. Or they may click on a URL in a message directing them to a website hosted on a forged domain. Attackers could then resell the claimant's data on the dark web, or they could use the private detail to collect payouts for themselves. Of course, not all typo squatting domains ended up in cyber attacks, but they are never good news for organizations. That's why typo squatting protection is becoming a hot topic. And monitoring typo squatting domain registration can help with that.
Really interesting. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Hillary.
Cyber Intel is sponsored by WhoIsXML API. WhoIsXML API offers some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS intelligence on the market. With over 50,000 satisfied customers, WhoIsXML API has been a key player in the security value chain since 2010, helping all types of cybersecurity companies build better security tools and companies. To learn more about WhoIsXML API, visit them on the web at WhoIsXMLAPI.com. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.